The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on April the 16th, halfway through this month. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just head into our website, pop onto our, so you can listen to the show and via your computer. Then you can also join our chat room. But it looks like it's going to be bad, Bob. It's kind of overcast today, but I think it's going to be an okay day, isn't it?
Well, today's not going to be too bad. Scattered showers and a high near 70 degrees. Scattered rain this evening and then partly sunny for your Tuesday and a high near 69. And right now we've got 56 degrees in Reading. And the report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Great dinners, great music, great ambiance. What can I say? They have built an area there that is absolutely beautiful. The food and their chef, John Stadelli, goes the extra mile. When you order a meal, and you've been there where, you know, you pay, $25 for an entree, but you get like a half a plate of food. There you do not go away hungry, I promise you. Okay, Linda's not here and is taking care of business, but what she really likes to do is those were the days, this day in history. On this day in history, on April 16th, is the Little Tramp Day. No, we're not talking about the girls that Bob dates. We're talking about Charlie Chaplin. It was a work of art and began on this day in 1889 in London, England. He started on his acting career as a young child. He found his persona of the Little Tramp. And at one time, he was the highest paid star in Hollywood, thousands of dollars a week during the Depression. 4 years after the 1915 film, The Tramp, he formed United Artists with Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and D.W. Griffin. So, today, Monday, April 16th, Little Tramp Day. We're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors here. And after that, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic and how is that still relevant to us. But then I want to talk about cliches also. Later on, we're going to have Senator Ted Gaines is going to be here. He's going to be talking to us about what his plans are if he's reelected to try and fix that morass of iniquity and backroom politics and voting after dark on bills that don't even exist until they make them up that afternoon and see if there's anything anybody can do about that. But first, we go to our sunshine from Wall Street, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 91 points at 12,941. The S&P 500 is up 1 at 1371, and the NASDAQ is negative 21 at 2989. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 12 cents at $8.80, and Citigroup up 81 cents at $34.22. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 28 cents at $16.27, and North Valley Bank is down 45 cents at $12.05. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 3.11%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is down $4.30 at $16.55.90. Silver is up 18 cents at $31.57, and crude oil is up 50 cents at $103.33. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy, thank you so much. The Wells Fargo advisors are here Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they give us the latest update on Wall Street. And if you have questions for the Wells Fargo advisors, head on down to Park Marina Drive. That's where they're at. And they'll be more than happy to give you advice, tell you what's going on in the market. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Abbott, 7:12 in the morning on April 16th. Good morning. Oh, okay. Bad Bob. Did you get moved in this weekend?
The progress continues. Not every woman wants this for her birthday. Brenda's birthday is coming up this week, and her birthday present is to be getting the laundry moved and set up so that we don't have to be shuttling baskets back and forth across town like we are now. That's right up there with getting her a vacuum cleaner for Christmas. But, it will be nice to be able to have things more consolidated. And we're gradually moving over. We're going to have a heck of a yard sale sometime in May.
Well, that's big yard sale?
Oh, yeah.
We may have to bring
stuff. We're going to tie in with Ernie and Dave on that and probably do it on a Saturday over there on Charland Drive off of Airport Road. Do the Let's Sell It show live from the location. Just have a great big sale.
Well, it's time, and it's springtime. It's time to clean out. We looked at a different, we have a storage area that is big. And we went in there the other day and I found empty boxes and papers there from 15 years ago. And I found one couple boxes of pretty cool stuff. But most of the stuff was just like, why do we still have this?
Stuff.
You know, we need to take this down to one of those. Do they have people that come out to your place and just shred things?
They do. There's a couple of companies here in town
that
do that.
I'm going to give them a call and tell them to come out to my storage area and just shred all of this. Just shred it. And because it's got to be, it's like taxes and things from 10 or 15 years ago and all that kind of stuff. Remember the story about the guy that heads up the Fish and Game Commission. His name is Dan Richards.
Oh, yeah,
Dan,
yeah.
He hunted the mountain lion in Idaho. Well, there's a little bit more to the story than just him shooting the lion, which is fine with me because it's legal over there. It seemed like he took I don't know if it's true, but it appears that he got this as a free trip. And you can't get free trips if you're a public servant. Not saying that people that work in the government are public servants. In many cases, most of them are public thugs. In many cases, most cases are. I shouldn't say that. A lot of cases are really good people. And this guy, who we stood up for and said, "Hey, look, you can go out and hunt anywhere you want as long as it's legal." And to be asked to leave your job or be told you should resign your job is ridiculous. However. That little trip cost $6,812.50. So he gave a check to the Flying Bee Ranch for that. I have no problem with him hunting, but if he's taking gifts that he shouldn't be taking, he should pay him back, or he should be fired for that.
Had that been the very first thing brought to light, that I would have said, get him out of there. But the very first thing that the PETA and the Humane and all those said, oh, my God, how can somebody who's responsible for animals go out and kill a noble beast? It's not a noble beast if it's hauling off Fluffy the poodle in its jaws, you know? But so they got the story backwards. If, in fact, he did wrong, yeah, get him out of there. But don't can him just because he exercised a right, you know, right, or a privilege. Yeah. Yeah.
And again, they're coming out they're using Cosby's name to say, oh, gosh, guns caused this. And what Cosby said was something to the effect of he would prefer his neighborhood watch not to have a gun. You know, again, blaming guns for the deaths. You know, I'm talking about down in Florida. Blaming guns for the death of this young man is like blaming pencils for misspelling. A gun just lays there. A gun doesn't do anything to a person. Picks it up.
It is neither inherently good nor inherently evil.
It's a tool, like out of a work, like a hammer or a chisel. It's nothing more than a tool. And some people just don't believe that. Some people, you know, and unfortunately, if you look at the number of people killed in drunk driving incidents, then you have more people killed than that than shot with guns. The other part about that, too, is you have people driving on the roads with two or three, DUIs. And maybe even accidents, and they're not in jail yet. If you were a person and you picked up a gun and shot somebody, when you were cold, when if you were cold sober, you'd be in jail. You would hope. The case with Martin and Zimmerman is going to be. This is going to be the most interesting part of this. Is stand your ground, because this is the first time really it's come up. Now some of the authorities in Florida are saying that the gangs use this. They just shoot somebody and say, "Hey, the guy was attacking me. You know, I have a right to stand my ground and defend myself." Other people say is that Martin was under his rights, under stand your ground, if Zimmerman was following him. And so then he could turn around and stand his ground and then attack Zimmerman if he felt like he was being threatened. And then Zimmerman, who was then being threatened and beaten and his head crashed against the ground, then draws his weapon and kills Martin. You're listening to two lawyers talking about this. And they're going, this case. Nobody's had this type of case before. So it should be interesting to see where it ends up at. Any way you look at it, the loss of life and how this happened. And if Zimmerman did follow him to see where he was going is one thing. And then if he broke it off and then he was attacked, but, you know, had he threatened Martin? You know, I'm glad I'm not even going to have to try and figure this one out. It's hard enough figure it out from right here just reading what's out there. Of course, reading what's out there is 90% of them want to hang Zimmerman for killing Martin. What other people don't realize is during the same time frame, other people were killed, and you don't hear about it in the papers. And if it was a black man that killed two people in his small town, one was an 85-year-old woman. And that one didn't make the front pages, and their family didn't make it to the White House. I don't know why that would be. Axelrod, are you laughing because of what I said? Or okay, David Axelrod, who is the head advisor to Obama, says on a news interview that we can't keep going down this road we're on. You know, that's why you shouldn't elect Romney, because we can't keep going down this road we're on. Well, the road we're on, Mr. Axelrod, is the one your boss put us on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's going there and doing that is just trying to maintain this is the big thing. Is trying to find out really, come on, what have you done? I mean, what really have you done here?
What have you done for me lately?
Okay. Afghanistan. Fighting has really, it's the spring offensive has started. And attacks in Kabul and a couple other places, and it just so happens that I think, even though I don't think of him as a great newsman, Geraldo Rivera was there talking to the ambassador when all the explosions started, and he says, "So what do you think of this?" And the ambassador looks at him and goes, "Well, it's not good, you know, but it's not good." So what's our strategy there? Besides, this isn't good. Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7:20 in the morning. We're going to come back, talk a little bit about cliches. Do you have any favorite cliche? And the reason I'm saying this is because I'm reading a book called The Tyranny of Clichés. And after you start reading it, you realize that, gosh, you know, somebody says something to us, and we just kind of like automatically, oh, okay. It's like bumper stickers. We'll be right back.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jezrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:23 in the morning. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Talk about coffee at Espresso Joe's, Italian Roast, Portland Blend, coffee specials of the month, 20 ounces for $3. What can I say? And the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Good, great cigars. Your tobacco, they have every type of tobacco accessory and tobacco for your needs. And they will meet or beat any price in this town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have been there for 35 years helping this community.
That's
paying
cool.
An exorbitant amount of taxes because they get, you know, because of being in business here with that type, you know, with Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Let's talk about cliches. It kind of reminded me about it this morning. I was reading the paper and saw Bob Williams, his columnist, and he said, forget facts, bring out slogans. I know he's exactly right. You know, he is. He's right. Bush lied, children died. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Now, what's your favorite cliche?
let me think for a minute here. I don't agree with what you say, but I will defend your right to say it or whatever.
Okay.
Actually, it's more of a quote.
Okay,
but
it is, but that's a cliche. I may not agree with what you say, but I will defend with my life your right to say it. Really? Really? You're in the armed forces right now and you're going to put your life on the line? Okay, you'll take a bullet for me right now because somebody else may say, I don't want you to talk. So you're going to give your life up for what I say. How many people would say yes?
Well, they may say it, but when the guns come out,
things are different. It's a cliche. What's it mean? It's just, okay, right. And in fact, that's not where the, you know, people think of Voltaire as the one that did that. He had the original law, original on this. But when you go back into it, it wasn't Voltaire. What it was, the story was about this guy that wrote something that was just horrible back during that time period. And people just thought it was rotten. And Voltaire ends up saying something to the effect of, you know, all of this madness and sound over something that is so petty, but yes, let it be published. So somehow it was changed into that other one. You know, I know you think it was Patrick Henry or somebody that said
most, I think most people would answer that
trivia
quiz.
Something comes from someplace else. Okay, the other one. Here's the other one that is the famous one. Okay, Bob. Hindsight is 20/20. Is that true?
I can think of times when that would be rather handy, but I've heard that many, many times.
Okay, if hindsight is 20/20, then that means every time you have a fight with Brenda, you two would know whose fault it was. Is that right? We would know that Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles. We would know who the best boxer is. We would know who who the best baseball player is, because if hindsight's 20/20, then we can just go back, oh gosh, I should have seen that. Hindsight isn't 20/20. It's like history. History is based on
those who do not study history are doomed to repeat it. Yes.
That's not true either, because we have studied history and yet we still get an award.
Yep.
We do. We study history. Oh, look, we know that if we do this to the economy, this is going to happen, yet we go back and do it again. We know socialism and communism does not work. We know that. It has proven that it does not work. Yet we keep going down the socialist path. Do we think it's going to be a different result? Because what? How are we going to do it differently? We're not. Anytime you give away goods and have other people pay for it, at some point, those other people paying for it aren't going to pay for it, aren't going to be able to. And then you have Greece, Spain, and all these other countries that are going down the tubes.
Yep. You know, Brenda actually finally downloaded and is reading Atlas Shrugged, having seen the movie, because most people's, and it's true, if you don't know the book, the movie is absolutely nonsensical. But if you've read the book, then the movie kind of gives you a visual framework.
Okay, what you need to do is, what's your favorite cliche out there? Give us a call. 605-4567. You know, drill, drill, drill. Is that a cliche? Oh, no, because it just says something to do. But has it worked and will it work? Bob Williams, who I don't really agree with most of the time, actually has a well thought out piece here talking about, you know, he's basing his answer then on economics, that if the more we drill, the more we'll sell overseas. And that the only reason we're not drilling is because economically it doesn't make sense. And when it, because you see all the, you do, and he's right about this, you see all the dormant oil pumping stations. Anyway, I tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Brian, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
We're peachy, Brian. What's up with you?
Not much. You have a good weekend?
We did have a good weekend. How about you?
Really good. Try to do something productive in this sunny weather. Hey, you know, I guess socialism and communism works good in a one world order, which is the way we're going to be ending up.
Well, I think that's
what
they're saying.
Let's see how that passes through. I'll tell you. You know, I've been very enlightened lately on a lot of the stories you guys have been talking about on here in reference to how they're scooping up all the houses and eventually they're going to sell them off and use them as rentals to keep people from buying them. And, of course, you can see what they're doing with all the people's private property rights now, pushing everybody off their land so nobody can build their own little palaces on them.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that was my opinion on that.
Well, good. I'm glad you called.
Yep. You guys have a great week.
We will. We're going to have, like, we'll have Senator Gaines in. We've got Les Ball tomorrow. We got the sheriff in Wednesday. It's going to be a big week. Thanks so much for calling.
Buddy.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here for the news, and we'll come on back. We got people on the line. I've got a couple of things I want to say about that before we turn it loose.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading day in a sea of green. The market's moving higher after some better-than-expected news on the U.S. economy. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 85 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are moving slightly higher. Retail spending rose for a third straight month in March. This is Americans shrugged off higher gasoline prices and bought a range of goods. Sales jumped 0.8%, topping economists' forecast. Strong sales of building materials were the key factor for last month's upswing. On the flip side, manufacturing activity slowed sharply in the New York region. The Empire Manufacturing Index from the New York Fed fell short of estimates with its lowest reading since December. Shares of Nokia are under pressure on news of a debt downgrade. Moody's slashed the phone maker's credit rating, leaving it one step above junk territory. The ratings firm says a sharp decline in first quarter phone sales, as well as market share gains by lower-end phone makers, were the reasons for the downgrade. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Monday, 7:35 in the morning, April the 16th. Phone lines here 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can hop in our chat pack. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Yes. Our friends Judy and Bob down there have been in business since 1985. If you've got saws, knives, router bits, shapers, garden equipment, they will make bandsaw blades to your order while you wait. Again, R&B Sharpening down in Anderson, 6915 East Side Road, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. These people are serious about sharpening. They guarantee their work, and they do great work. I'm afraid to carry my knife right now because I might accidentally cut Bad Bob when he gets, you know, mouthy. All right? You don't even know what to say anymore, do you?
You know, I work with this every weekday morning.
Sometimes I call you on the weekends, too.
Phone ring. You have your own ring, by the way.
Oh, do I?
Erga!
Dive, get out of the way. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning there, Carl. You're really tough on Bob, you know?
You know what? Bob, you know, couldn't do it without
Rives
Bob.
With abuse.
You know what? He loves it, you know?
Yeah. I'm on the same page with you guys as far as history and what I call the insanity of humanity. In other words, what we learn from history is we don't learn from history. And with socialism, you repeat the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. And, you know, we're doing that, and we're just about as insane as we can be if we're going to expect that to work.
Well, you know, you could just go out and take a look at it and just say, well, does this work? And the answer is no, it doesn't work. When you see these, you know, these slogans, you know, all these, you know, and I have to admit the liberals have better slogans than conservatives. They just do. I mean, it's like, yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, but they've been working at it longer,
yeah,
too.
You know? Well, you know, this comes from, you know, someday we'll all sit down and have a long discussion about where this all comes from that book, The Mob, from like 1900, and how the mob is run by slogans. And, visceral feelings, not logic and truth. So, yeah, anyway.
A good point. Anyway, just wanted to check in with you on that issue. And then also ask you, Carl, could we go to as far as that trip down to Sacramento for the veterans on Wednesday?
Great. I was going to talk about that. But that is, you give Dave a call. I'm sorry, not Dave.
Bob Dunlap.
Bob Dunlap at 225-5846.
5846.
Right, and what Don's talking about is we're taking a bus down to Sacramento to stand there. A number of veterans are going down there, and anybody's invited. You don't have to just take the bus. You can drive down there. It's going to happen at 1:30 in Sacramento on Wednesday. And they're going to – that's the budget meeting for the veterans home here in Redding in Fresno. And we need to have ourselves down, and we need to have veterans and veterans supporters down there to look at the Congress or look at the Assembly and have them tell us that they don't have the priority, that the veterans do not have the priority in the state, that the railroad to nowhere, illegals, whatever else they have out there has a higher priority to opening a veterans home that is already built. It's built.
Exactly. And there should be no higher priority than the veterans, in my book.
Well, mine either.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, thanks so much, Carl. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Don. Thanks so much for your phone call. All right.
You bet. Take care.
Okay. Well, that's true. It's not the fact that the money's not there. Of course the money's there. It's the priority on putting, you know, opening this veterans home. If they hadn't built it yet, that's one thing. But it's built. It's built. It's finished. It's waiting for the 150. It's got 150 beds in that. They could start hiring the people. They could start doing this. They choose not to. They choose not to because it's not a high enough priority for Governor Brown and the Democrats. Let me say it again. It's Governor Brown and the Democrats. They are the ones in control of the Assembly and the Senate. They choose to say that veterans aren't important enough. You know, if somebody can call in and explain to me why the veterans' homes are not as important as illegals, as people here illegally in this country, or not as important as that railroad to nowhere, I'll listen. Convince me. We got to take a break. When we come back, I am here with the... I know Carrie Ann. I have your name here, Carrie Ann. Thanks for whispering in my ear. I have it. That's not what I was going to say, Carrie Ann. I was going to say you were the leader. You were the Wonder Woman of genetically modified organisms and keeping them out of our food. And if not keeping them out of our food, letting us know they're in there. Carrie Ann, I see you every week. All right. We got to go take a break here. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, April the 16th. It is 7:43 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. This month, our buddies down at Nathan's Anthems are giving away a $300 tattoo To anybody that registers in their special drawing. You know, get selected at the end of the month. So you just have to go down and give your name and, I guess, phone number or something. And then at the end of this month, end of April, they're going to pick a lucky person to get $300 worth of tattoos. Now, if it's more than $300, it goes on to it. It's like a down payment. They're open 7 days a week. Just go on down there and sign up on the corner of Market and Tehama. Or visit them at downtown 1358 Market Street. Now, they're just now offering permanent cosmetics. Call or visit to consult. Nathan's Anthems Tattoos, corner of Market and Tehama. Bad Bob went down there. He's going to get a tattoo. Oh, he just dropped all of his stuff because Bad Bob wasn't paying attention then. So you're going to get a tat?
No,
going to get a tat, aren't you?
I'm strongly considering it.
Don't break the delay box.
Break the delay box, yes.
Strongly
considering it, and it was actually not as the very simple idea. I'm toying around. I haven't made a commitment yet on this thing.
Yeah, you know what? You feel strongly either way, don't you?
It's kind of like getting married, only there is no divorce from one of those things. You know,
this is being married permanently.
Yeah. So, but I have an idea, and I'll tell you what. An impressive, clean place with a very professional staff. If I were to do it, I'd go nowhere else.
No, me either. Okay, let's talk about genetically modified organisms in your food. Should you know about it when you buy your food? Should it be on the label there? Well, Carrie Ann Gein is here today.
Hi, Carl.
I know who you are. All right, don't be afraid of my rank. Just speak up here. Jump right in. Okay, your position and the position of many of your friends, and you're having a petition signed, is something simple. Is we want our food, if it has genetically modified organisms, you know, in our food, we want to know about it before we eat it.
Exactly, and last time I was on here, we talked about the fact that whether you're for or against GMOs, as a consumer, we just have the right to know what we're eating. And so the fact that it's been in our food for over 15 years now without really majority public awareness is kind of crazy.
What are we talking about when we say genetically modified organisms?
Genetically modified organisms were released into the public in 1996 after growing them for a while before that. But when you take a gene from one species and you force it into a gene of a different species to attain a certain characteristic that you want, that's what genetically modifying is in the lab. So, for instance, when you have one of the first ones they did was soy, they wanted to make it Roundup or glyphosate, which is the herbicide used to spray to kill all the weeds. They wanted to make the soy resistant to that, so all they would have to do is go spray the crops, and the soy would survive, the weeds would die. So they found...
The soy would... Wait a minute, what was
that? Soy would survive.
The soy would survive, the weeds would die. Another slogan. Okay.
So what they did is they found a bacteria that actually could resist glyphosate, which is the main ingredient in Roundup, and they took the gene that was resisting it and they crossed it and pushed it into the gene of the soy. And it works. You know, the soy does not die, the weeds die, but as time goes on, weeds are actually becoming resistant to it right now. We have super weeds growing. Glyphosate is
no longer... It's like anything that, you know, anything that you take care of, you give them long enough, it doesn't work any longer.
Right, and the increased amount of herbicides and pesticides needing to be used is just crazy. I mean, in 2010, it had gone up by 153 million pounds of herbicide used. So right now they're actually trying to turn to 2,4-D to start spraying on the crops. But that's a whole other sideline of this issue. But
the bottom line is okay, that's soy. Do they put things into, like, the animals, stuff like that? I mean, is there...
There are experiments right now.
Corn. Is corn genetically modified?
Yes. Yeah, here are the main crops. Soy is over 93% of crops are genetically modified. Corn, over 86%. Canola, over 88%. Cotton, we see cottonseed oil in our food, that's 93%. And sugar beets are over 95%. So when you see listed on your ingredients anything that's derived from corn, such as cornstarch or soy lecithin, or even just the word sugar, if it's not said it's taken from sugar cane, then it's taken from sugar beets. And people just reading those labels aren't going to realize that those are actually genetically modified ingredients. Unless it's basically organic or it states it's non-GMO, it is genetically modified. So the fact is that there's no labels to tell the consumer that those ingredients is genetically modified. And
do you think it will make a difference if people say, oh, this is genetically modified, I've been using it for years?
I think it will make a difference. I think people will start to look for companies that do not use genetically modified ingredients. And here's why. There are... Many, many independent studies, even industry studies, show adverse health effects in animals. There's a book written by Jeffrey Smith called Genetic Roulette, and there's over 68 studies showing these different effects that are happening to the animals. For instance, abnormal cell growth, allergies, miscarriages, sterility, organ damage, and even death. It's crazy when you see these animals and what's happening to them. And yet, this is still put into our food supply without long-term safety studies. Back in 1996, before these were released into the public, the FDA's own scientists recommended not to release the GMOs without long-term safety studies. But to get it pushed in, just to kind of be, you know, get ahead of other countries to get this into our food, it was pushed through and given to us without these long-term safety studies. So the FDA approved it. It was back in the Bush administration when it was kind of a big deal to get that into.
Yeah, but it's not just the Bush administration, because we're going to take a break here, because what we have here is the big dog in this, and nobody's mentioned it, is Monsanto. Monsanto
exactly.
is the one that makes almost all the seeds.
Exactly.
And they control it. And you've given me a diagram here that shows people that were at Monsanto and now where they are in the government.
Mm-hmm.
Like in this case, the head of government affairs for Green Tech, which was part of, is now Monsanto, was a guy named David Bayer, who became the chief domestic policy advisor to Vice President Gore.
All right. And another good example is Michael Taylor, who is now the food safety czar of the Obama administration. And he was the previous vice president of Monsanto, as well as the lawyer for Monsanto. And most of these people have gone back and forth. They've been deeply involved in Monsanto and then switched over to the EPA, the USDA, wherever they fit in, and definitely have.
Well, like this is my favorite one. The out of Monsanto position was the Rossi Law Firm, Monsanto counsels. And see, who's that individual? Oh, Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Oh, and see, who's Hillary Clinton? Oh, she was a senator, but now she's the Secretary of State. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carrie Ann Gein is our guest. We're talking about, do you want to know if they've got genetically modified organisms in your food? Do you want it just labeled? Not condemned, not thrown out, but just labeled? We'll be right back.
And head down to Wind River Casino and play our Real Riches Swipe to Win. Here you'll have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Crestliner Fishhawk fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Spin the reels and hook into this hot fishing boat. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and weekly drawings on Mondays and Wednesdays. The big giveaway is April 30th, where you could win your very own Crestliner fishing boat. No better way to unwind. For more information on Wind River's Real Riches Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. In the boat or in the casino, it's always better on the river.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice.
If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Carl in the bar. Linda's on assignment. 7:55, April the 16th, 530-605-4567. And we're chatting in our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Carrie Ann Gein, who is warning us against the genetically modified organisms. And really, we talked during the break, and really Carrie Ann wants to bring down Monsanto, you know.
Eventually, that would be
good.
Yeah.
But right now, well, you know, and you know what, I can't help but think that maybe you're right, that if people are going to put additives into our foods, you know, if they're going to tell us how much salt is in it, they should also tell us if it's been, you know, if it's a genetically modified organism that made this. Now, there's been no test. Well, you're saying there's been some independent tests that show there's been harm.
And industry tests, if you actually read the data, it actually will show you, you know, whatever your, like, lower birth weight or reproductive issues, things like that. But the industry is very good at twisting words, making it sound like it's not a big deal. There's no significant difference, but there actually is. And that's also explained in that book that I told you about. It's Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith. If you get online to responsibletechnology.org is a great website to really inform you on this issue, too, to see.
Well, see, I'm not sure about it because I haven't read either study. But I do know, I would like to know if something has been done to my food, that at least they should tell me about it.
Right, and as we were talking about...
I'm not sure how much further than that I would go, but...
Over 50 other countries have labeling laws right now. That includes all of Europe, that includes New Zealand, China, etc. They're aware of the fact that at least the consumers want to know what's in their foods. Back in 1999, only 3 years after it was actually released into our foods, Europeans, it was covered in the media quite extensively, written up in the newspapers and articles, on the TV, where it has not been that way in the United States. Consumers in Europe demanded they did not want this in their foods due to a very, the studies done over in Europe is one of the most extensive studies ever done on it. Because of the results, they saw that these were not foods that they wanted to eat. It was obvious that the genetically modified food that they were doing in the study was causing major damage to the animals.
Okay.
There. Now, the consumers...
Now, wait a minute. Well, we still got a minute here. How do people sign your petitions? Where do you go to?
Okay.
Because you want to get it on as an initiative, right?
We do. Go to Trader Joe's. Every day this week, there's going to be somebody there. Go to Gorilla Bites. Go to Trudy Pratt's office.
Dr. Trudy Pratt's office is located at?
It's the corner of Shasta and Court Street.
That's right.
Yep.
Great lady down there. Okay, so it's at Trader Joe's, Grilla Bites, and Dr. Pratt's. Just go on in there and sign the petitions and say we want it on an initiative that we want to have GMO.
These foods labeled, right.
Just labeled, not
just
banned.
Just as Europe has, right. And Europeans, now listen to this, McDonald's, Safeway, all these other major companies, they do not give GMO foods to Europe, but they will still give it to us in the United States. They make separate foods just to send to them because they have demanded that they don't want any foods.
Yes,
and they have labels on it if there is any ingredient in there that's GMO. So
now, that was a big thing.
That is a huge thing, and that was back in 1999. So Europe, this entire time, has had those labels on it.
Which probably explains why they're in such good shape today, financially, mentally, and economically, huh?
You know, we'll look at the decline of health right now in the last 15 years. What has happened? What is the key to the health issues here in America?
I thought it was the Democrats.
Hmm.
Okay, just kidding. You know what? This is good. I signed it. I think, you know, I want to know what's in my food. I think everybody should go out there and sign one of these petitions. Just go down to Gorilla Bites, Trader Joe's, or Dr. Trudy Pratt's office on Tehama and Court.
And just remember that if you eat organic foods, they cannot have GMOs in it.
There you go. All right, we come back. We're supposed to have Senator Ted Gaines on. I'm sure he'll be calling in. We'll be right back after the news.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's like this from Kansas to Minnesota.
I mean, everything that we've ever worked for is right here, and it's all gone.
More than 100 tornadoes hit the Midwest. One of them killed 6 people in the town of Woodward, Oklahoma.
Our alarm system, of course, didn't work.
Because lightning took it out before the tornado hit, a technology problem Mayor Roscoe Hill says they'll correct. Not guilty is the plea for 2 accused killers in court this morning in Oklahoma in a racially charged murder case. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Dave, 19-year-old Jack England and 32-year-old Alvin Watts are charged with randomly targeting and killing 3 people during a shooting spree. 2 others were wounded. Tulsa City Councilman Jack Henderson saying of the accused shortly after the April 6th shootings.
That person happened to be a white person. The people that they happened to kill and shoot were black people.
Among the charges, malicious harassment. Police have said one motive may have been 19-year-old Jack England's desire to avenge his father's death by a black man 2 years ago. Dave?
Jennifer, President Obama's plan to make some millionaires pay higher taxes gets a vote today at the Senate, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live.
The Senate Democrats are unlikely to pick up a needed 60 votes for the Buffett rule to pass, but debate will frame campaign trail arguments.
The fact that Mitt Romney pays 14% on $20 million income is not the issue. The issue is that the system permits it.
Obama campaign strategist David Axelrod on Fox News Sunday. Texas Republican John Cornyn argues the Buffett rule does nothing to create jobs.
We'll discourage investment at a time we need the private sector to invest more to create more jobs.
The Buffett rule would set a minimum 30% tax rate for $1 million and up incomes, Dave.
Gerald, what Roger Clemens told Congress 4 years ago still haunts him.
Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
Prosecutors think that was perjury, so jury selection's underway in Washington. The first case against the star pitcher ended in a mistrial. On Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points after some record retail sales numbers for March. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Nutritionists and scientists agree that blueberries have amazing antioxidant properties, but eating blueberries alone won't get you all the health benefits you need. That's why I created Blue Science, a revolutionary line of nutritional supplements combining the best of blueberries, blueberry extracts, and other special plant extracts. One capsule of Blue Science contains more pterostilbene than 500 cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science. Available at Walgreens and GNC.
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long, so comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles.
Only the 2-ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insole, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
A detour for a trip to Disney World for some passengers on a flight to Orlando forced to turn around in London, where Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin details what went wrong live.
Yes, the Virgin Atlantic Airbus jet was just 20 minutes or so into its flight when crew members feared a fire in the cockpit. They looped back to London's Gatwick Airport for an emergency landing, the airline reporting all passengers safe, although 4 got minor injuries. Unclear the source of the smoke, but the captain was sufficiently worried to demand an immediate evacuation, and then for several hours the jet stood blocking the runway to other flights, although they have now resumed, Dave.
Now, Alistair, there is also a terror trial underway in Norway, and the man accused of massacring 77 people last year, many of them children, admits he did it.
I acknowledge the acts, but I do not plead guilty, and I claim that I was doing it in self-defense.
Self-defense, Anders Breivik claims, because he says Muslims are trying to take Norway over. Breivik's trial began with the victims' names and how they died, many of them with gunshots to the head. There's a Secret Service scandal coming out of President Obama's trip to Colombia.
11 Secret Service agents are under investigation for allegations they were involved in a night of drinking and prostitutes in Colombia. The president says if the charges are proved true,
then of course I'll be angry.
Daryl Issa, head of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, tells CBS Face the Nation the dependability of the agency is now in question.
Is the whole organization in need of some
soul-searching some changes.
Issa says his understanding is that it may turn out that even more Secret Service agents were involved. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
They are outrunning the Boston Marathon, but there is worry about some of the more inexperienced runners, rather, because it's 79 degrees right now in Boston, not exactly conducive to running a marathon. There's also a Red Sox game, traditional 11 a.m. start, about to get underway. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is away today. 8:05 in the morning, April the 16th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you can get in our chat room. And right now, our chat room's talking about people being arrested for something. And I got to go back on a break and see what you all are talking about here. So it sounds kind of interesting that they're all former students of something. So I've got to figure that one out. But before we do anything, let's go to the phones and talk to Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
And how are you today?
You know what? We're peachy.
I'm glad to hear that.
Well, you know what? I threatened Bob with a knife, and you know, and he acted just the way he should have. So it just made my whole day.
I ran screaming Bob. Like a girl.
Good job, Bob. He reached for his pistol, and I said, okay, I'm not going to bring a knife to a gunfight. There you go. Okay. What's up?
So I wanted to call and let everybody know what we're doing at the tea party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Yes.
And we are having yet another candidate debate.
Okay.
I think this is our fifth or sixth one in a row. And tonight we're going to be having the candidates running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors District 3. And that will be Patrick Jones, Pam Giacomini, and Fred Reines.
Okay.
And as I've mentioned before, we have a different format. We actually have the candidates ask each other questions. And we don't know what the questions are ahead of time. We basically just handle the housekeeping details, the timing, and so forth. But all the questions and the rebuttals and all of that is up to them. So it gets pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think, you know, personally, this is just me. I just think that it would be at some point, if they haven't touched on something, somebody needs to throw something at them. Because sometimes they avoid things.
Sure they do.
And, you know, like when I saw Senator LaMalfa debate, you know, on your debate with Senator Anastad.
Mm-hmm.
They avoided each other during that debate. They asked questions of other people. I would have liked to have seen them gone, you know, one of them or somebody turned around and just said, okay, Senator Anastad, you said that you didn't think Senator LaMalfa had enough time on the job to be a United States Congressman. Senator LaMalfa, what do you think of that?
Yeah.
You know, something like that. I mean, I understand. I mean, your way you're doing it is great. I just, every so often, I'd like to think, throw that one.
The general election is coming up in a few short months, and I guarantee you we'll come up with a twist or two.
Well, I'm sure you will, because that's what you guys do. Now, I understand that you've got a lawbreaker as your partner.
Yes, yes. You noticed that it was just me on the beginning of our show yesterday morning because someone was so anxious to get back to the show after being out on medical leave that she kind of cruised right through a stop sign and had to stop and make a contribution to the state of California.
About $500 worth.
At least.
Well, that's how much Linda paid. I expect equality.
Well, I I'll find out how much that is, and I'll let you know.
Okay. Okay, now that's tonight. Pam Giacomini, Patrick Jones.
Patrick Jones, Pam Giacomini, and Fred Reines.
Okay.
So be there or be square?
You bet. We're always there. We're never square.
Never.
Hey, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Sure. Have a great week.
Okay.
Bye.
Now, we are, are we ready for...
We have Wells Fargo on the line.
Oh, you did great. Kathy Lathrop Cummings, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 65 points at 12,912. The Standard & Poor's 500 is down fractionally at 1369, and the NASDAQ is negative 21 at 2990. Active stocks today include Nokia down 8 cents at $3.94 and Citigroup up 88 cents at $34.29. Stocks of local interest, Pepsi is up 83 cents at $65.89, and North Valley Bank is down 45 cents at $12.05. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.96%. Over in the commodity markets, we are finding crude oil is down 42 cents at $102.41, gold down $9.40 at $16.50.80, and silver up 2 cents at $31.41. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Kathy. Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, we do our Wells Fargo update. Our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors who are located out on Park Marina Drive. They just have great advice. They let you know what's going on back on the East Coast in the markets every morning. I can't say enough about them. If you have any questions about investments and what's going on, just give them a call or drop on down there at Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break here and we'll come back. I want to talk about Operation Prosty Gate for a minute. I can't help it. You know what? Everything he touches kind of turns into this. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott are here. I'm here. Linda's on assignment. Senator Gaines is absent without leave. I guess he's had a family emergency. We just got the phone call. I hope everybody in his family is well.
Okay.
I hope everybody in his family is well. I hope, but if it's not, but if it's just because of some other reason, I hope he loses. this is, well, no. If it's his family, and I have no reason to believe it's not, mm-hmm. I hope everything is well. I really do. Okay. Forget my little sarcasm there afterwards. This portion of the show is brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. TRICARE. That's right. TRICARE, which is the, it's the insurance, medical insurance for retired military, for those medically retired, and for the families of those military, like our National Guard that are deployed, they use TRICARE. Hilltop Medical Clinic has started receiving or taking TRICARE. They'll take care of the copay, cost share, deductible, and collect it, and then send all the paperwork off to TRICARE, so you don't have to do that. That's great. I mean, that is something that is a big help to our families whose husbands and wives and are deployed right now. Hilltop Medical Clinic has two locations, one at 1093 Hilltop Drive across from Country Kitchen, and the other one at 2123 Eureka Way. Call them at 246-4629 or just drop in and visit them. Dr. Mark Pierce has started this at his clinics, and we can't thank him enough for that. Okay, let's go to... You know, Bad Bob, should I call it? Well, let's do the weather. We haven't done that in like an hour.
Well, what we're looking at today, scattered showers, thunderstorm possible after 11 a.m. Then it'll be partly cloudy. The high should be a very spring-like 70 degrees. Winds out of the north, and then they'll shift to the southwest. Rain, depending on where you're at, off and on throughout the day. Not a whole lot of total rainfall in this. We're doing quite well on that. Then tonight, scattered rain, thunderstorms tapering off. Partly cloudy for your Tuesday, a high of 69. We are currently showing about 58 degrees in Reading. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, go out there. They're open for they'll be open for lunch tomorrow, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then, of course, Thursday night is pizzas. Friday lunch and dinner, Saturday lunch and dinner, and Sunday brunch. Great food, great ambiance. Music this weekend. Give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations. Okay, here's Colombia. President's going down to Colombia to talk to Latin America about, you know, strengthening our economic ties and ways we can help each other. The people down there are going to say for us to change our drug laws and just legalize everything. I don't think that'll fly. But the Obama administration, believing in sharing the wealth. Remember what he said? He wants to spread the wealth around. So one of the ways he wants to spread the wealth and share the wealth with our Latin American countries is he sent down his Secret Service detail down there with extra money, and they decided to share the wealth with the local, well, how can I put this? Girls of the street, ladies of the night. And it's the big scandal now is that the Secret Service is bringing prostitutes back to the hotel. Well, some people say is no, this is just a much, you know, this was much more intense way of ensuring there were no weapons around the president when he came down there by thorough body searches to make sure that none of them in those hotels were, there's not going to be a threat. You know, frankly, I don't believe that one. I believe that here's my problem right now. The Secret Service, which has always been above reproach. I mean, okay, yeah, they let President Lincoln get killed. All right. That was just, you know, they weren't really formed then. But here, these guys have been men and women above reproach for what? Decades? Decades. And then now it's not just
the FBI the same way.
And now it's like 11 and maybe more. Okay, five military. I think they said five military were involved because they were out after curfew. Excuse me? They were out after curfew and you got the Secret Service taking prostitutes back to the rooms? Now, is this really a true thing? Did this really happen? Or is this just one of those scandal things that hits the paper and it just disappears into the morass of the media maw, which needs more and more information for 24 hours a day? What do you think, Bad Bomb?
Well, that's the thing. The instant news, and when you have so many outlets and, frankly, so much money at stake, it becomes journalism. I have watched it from the inside evolve from being able to do actual news stories. Back in the day, it was not uncommon for a reporter to spend a couple of days on a detailed story, digging the dirt, getting all the details right. Now you're expected to pop out the news just bang, 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 and show up the other guys and scoop them and all that. And I think that journalism as a field has suffered into sensationalism and showmanship.
And taking sides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, though, but again, going back into cliches, well, the news should just be the news. Well, it's not true. I mean, it should be, but it never has been. If you go back hundreds of years, you know, in our country and look at the papers
remember
back
the
then.
Maine.
Well, not even just remember Maine, but going back to the 1700s, the horrible things they would write about each other.
Back before libel suits.
I mean, scurrilous things about their families, their wives, their kids, the people themselves. I mean, this thing was, yellow journalism did not start in the Clinton administration, though there's plenty of reasons why it should have. Well, we're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:20 in the morning, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, you have your little blue book, sir.
I have my little blue book. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bob. Linda's on the line. 8:25 in the morning, April the 16th. This portion of the show was brought to you by North Valley Bank. Yeah. They were Business of the Year from the Chamber of Commerce. But can I say that it wasn't just because they do great work in loaning money, not loaning money, but taking care of your banking needs. Well, probably loaning money is part of it. Is that they do a lot out in the community. Their employees get out and volunteer for so much. North Valley Bank supports the community here in Reading and the North State. North Valley Bank, Business of the Year, 2011, Chamber of Commerce. Okay, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. Say, I have a question for you, and I heard on the radio the other day that there's a case in the Supreme Court trying to hold Obama off of the ballot. Now, that's the New Jersey Supreme Court, I believe. And yet, I've not seen the mainstream media pick it up at all. And this has to do with his eligibility under not being born in the United States.
You know,
being heard by the Supreme Court in New Jersey now. Do you know anything about that at all?
You know, I got something. You know, we get lots of emails too, and this somebody sent me something like that. I'm not sure if it was the Supreme Court of New Jersey, but when you go back and you read into it, and you realize this is from like 2008. At least the one I got. Yours may be different. I have not heard that about New Jersey. I guess Sheriff Joe out of Arizona is running a kind of his own investigation about it. You know, Henry, I'm kind of like this about it, that I just kind of feel like if Hillary Clinton's machine couldn't find something like that, that, you know, that there may be a tough proving that he wasn't born in the United States.
Well, according to the fellow that was on this, they have found the fellow that forged the birth certificate, and he's prepared to testify that he has.
What, that he's seen the birth certificate?
The fellow who forged his birth certificate.
Oh, forged it. Mm. Well, you know, Henry, I kind of look at it like this. I think that that's kind of like a 0.00% of that happening. I just hope is that people need to spend their time and effort going after him on all the things we know for sure. Like he's run the economy, he's taken the service, the Defense Department and all of our services down the tube. He's taken us down the road of rack and ruin. It's just there's so many things there that we can get him on that I just hope people don't get too involved in this birthing thing because it's been going on and nobody's come up with anything yet.
Let's not focus on the magic political bullet. You know, let's do this let's be better than them.
Well, the point is, I was just kind of curious because I heard this on the radio, but I haven't heard any more about it.
Well, I didn't even hear that. So, we'll go back to what we'll do is we'll get old Just Bob out there and have him look around at things and see what he sees.
See what's going on. If they can keep him off the ballot in one state, they can probably keep him off the ballot in other states.
Well, I know that Arizona was doing something. We had something going on it, too. But, yeah, you're right. But it's a keeping him off the ballot. To me, they should go by – it should be performance-driven. And if that's the case,
you know, my personal opinion is that anybody, no matter what state you're in, would vote for the idiot, should have his head examined.
Well, the majority of us voted, the majority of the United States voted for him last time. If they vote for him this time, you're right, there should be some heads examined. Right. Thanks a lot, Henry. We appreciate your phone call.
Bye.
All right. You know, to me, you know, last time, one of the things that we got into was, and you start talking about, did you click that off? One of the things when we started talking about Obama came in and one of his speech said that it's time to get past the small-mindedness, the prejudice, you know, and all this. And I'm sitting there thinking about when he made this speech in front of 10,000 people in Baltimore, when he said those words, or essentially those words, it was like, here you are, you've just been elected to the presidency of the United States, probably the most important job in the world. The most important prestigious position in the world, the President of the United States. Your name is Barack Hussein Obama. And you want to lecture the American people about, being less small-minded, less viewing things with less, prejudice. And I'm thinking, my gosh, how much? What else is there to prove there? That the United States is more than ready to accept someone that is that has these ideals and these dreams and these thoughts that he said. I did not believe them, or I should say, I did believe some of the things he said, which is why we're in the position we are right now. But I think to say the United States, to castigate the United States, to apologize for the United States, to for his wife to say it's the first time in my life I've been proud of the United States. I mean, this was uncalled for. This was a man that was just been elected by the people. And those kind of comments were just, to me, small-minded and with prejudice. We got to take a break here. When we come back, our guest, Senator Ted Gaines, had a family emergency and is not joining us today. Tomorrow we have Les Baugh. Hopefully there will not be a family emergency there either. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the cliches. I want to talk about homegrown terrorist and tyranny. Tyranny that affects all of us. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A Senate vote this afternoon on the president's plan to raise taxes on Americans who make the most money.
The so-called Buffett rule would raise the tax rate for people making $1 million or more to 30%.
This is not an argument about taking from A to give to B.
The Senate vote expected to fall short of the 60 needed to head off a filibuster.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. 27,000 registered runners for the Boston Marathon's going on now, with temperatures expected in the 80s.
Runners have been told they can opt out of today's race and do it again next year instead. Experienced runners probably know how to adapt to this heat. However, of concern, new marathoners, and many of whom are running for charity.
Angela Anderson with Fox News Radio affiliate WXKS in Boston. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 63 points. Retail sales strong last month, especially electronics. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your value time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95. Under 4 years, eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Luella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
and Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so-famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin the Botland is on assignment. 8:35 in the morning, April the 16th. 530-605-4567. Those are our phone lines. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of really great comments today. A lot of new people on in the chat room. Hello, Cheryl. Robert? Indy? John? Well, there's a lot of them. I'm just looking at the screen right now. Bob's other screen. Hey, this portion John, of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, D.C., Tim and Lon. They give great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Take a step back in time. This is really a fun place to go to get your haircut. It really is. It's man's last stronghold. If you don't believe me, just look at the window. Man's last stronghold. I love it. Okay. Senator Ted Gaines was going to be our guest today, family emergency. And so we're doing a number of things, but we've got people on the line, and we're going to go to them right now. Greg.
Yes, good morning, Carl. How are you?
Oh, hi, Greg. What's up?
Just calling to let you know that today is one day away from tax day, so we are celebrating our fourth annual Tax Day Tea Party, this year entitled Election Correction Freedom Forum, out at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 to 7:30, and we will have candidates that will be speaking, and we will engage the candidates with questions from the audience, from the people who are in attendance, and put we the people on a level playing field with the candidates. Questions and answers back and forth. It's Freedom Forum.
Okay. And that's tomorrow from 4:30 to 7:30.
No, it's tonight from 4:30 to 7:30.
Oh, tonight from 4:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Mike Quinn's here. He said he had a question.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that people don't realize this year is that the government, they may not have raised your rates, but they took away one of the most important credits from people who work. That was the Making Work Pay credit. So it costs single people $400, and it costs married couples who both work $800. People are wondering why they have a big change in their taxes. Mm-hmm. They didn't.
Is this for the state of California?
No, this is a federal. They didn't raise taxes. They took away deductions.
Oh,
they
so
took
they
away credits.
Okay, so they take away a credit. So yeah. That's their way of
same
raising.
Net effect.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
So it no longer, you know, that was called the Making Work Pay credit. Well, they don't want, I guess they don't want us to work. They're trying to tell us that.
Well, they don't, obviously, because the more people you have on the government dole, the more people want the government to give you money. You know, and it goes on and on and on from there. Okay.
Well, and I do think that one of our biggest issues still facing us today is the taxation issue without representation. And this is one of the things that we are fighting for, that essentially we're going to bring forth at the event this evening. We have an oath of office pledge that seeks to try and put some teeth into the oath of office that our elected officials take to hold them more accountable for their unconstitutional behavior when it takes place.
Well, my oath of office always was the Constitution. That's what I make it to, is not to groups. So, okay, that's tonight at 4:30 to 7:30, at the Sundial Bridge.
Yeah,
and absolutely. It's going to be, you're going to have candidates out there, and it's going to be a give and take, a freedom forum.
Absolutely.
All right, Greg, thanks so much.
Thank you very much,
Bill.
Right,
bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I would like to remind people that the deadline for filing is actually tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for saying that. I thought I'd filed everything, and then my CPA reminded me that, no, the state of California still gets $800 from you if you're a business owner, no matter if you make money or lose money. Every year they get your $800. And he had given me that piece of paper, which I just blithely ignored. Before we get Mike Quinn's in here, we're going to talk about, and Mike, besides being a friend and owning the KLXR, the other privately owned station in this town. We have them here, and we go against the corporations all the time, of course. But he also is the interim general manager of KIXE, Channel 9, and has been doing just a great job over there, changing things around, trying to keep Channel 9 open. I mean, that's essentially it.
That's it.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have people on the phone, and we have people, we're going to talk about some of the things that are happening with KIXE, and I also want to talk a little bit about, is it true that diversity makes you stronger? We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Yeah, go on down to gang down at Crown Motors and look for your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram. They've got them down there, and they carry a great selection also of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. You know what? These are local people. They take great pride in what they do. The money stays in town, my friends, and you get a great car and great service. Why wouldn't you go to Crown Motors? I would. Go to Crown Motors if you're looking for that used car, truck, or SUV. Okay, on the we've got a lot of guests lined up. Terry, we've got you, but we've got other people lined up behind you. So what you need?
Well, I just wanted to call real quick, Carl. On that pledge, first of all, the Tea Party, Ready Tea Party did not want that pledge or do that pledge.
Right.
That was done by the Bostonian.
You're right. That's two separate Tea Parties
here. It's two separate issues. I mean, we have 22 Tea Parties associated with us. We did not do that, number one. Number two, I guess the paper said that Pete Stiglitz was the one who sort of helped draft that. That's what the paper said anyway. And the other thing is that I want to know how you felt about that, because I believe that you already took an oath, as all these guys already did. So you're accountable to the people, not accountable to a certain group.
Well,
isn't that correct?
As I said, as I just said on the line there, is that I do take my oath to the Constitution and to all of the people very seriously. I don't take it to groups. The last independent group last group I took it to was the Marine Corps, and for 30 years after I took that oath, people tried to kill me. So I'm really leery about taking oaths to people.
Well, not only that, but God bless you for that. But the thing is that I agree with you, and so does the Reading Tea Party agree with you, because that oath's already been taken, and you're accountable to the people of the United States. You're not accountable to a single group. So I just wanted to make sure that the difference was clear, that that was not the Reading Tea Party.
The Reading Tea Party are not into the oath, and the Bostonian Tea Party are the ones that had people, if you're going to run for office, we want you to sign this oath.
Yeah, which my own
belief
that's
is
rather strange. Anyway,
Well.
All right, thank you, sir.
You bet. Well, there's also consternation between our tea parties here, which happens in every time. I believe in taking an oath to the Constitution and not to somebody that may want to tell me I'm doing something wrong. Hey, but let's go to the phones. We had a surprise call here. Senator Doug Lamoff, good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great. It's just been really busy this morning. What's up, Senator?
Oh, just, heading back to the salt mines here a little later this morning, so.
We're going to be down there Wednesday. We're bringing a busload of veterans that want to sit there in front of the assembly budget people and have them tell us that why the veterans' home shouldn't be open and which priority is higher than the veterans.
Good, good. That's how you're going to get their attention. Also visit the governor's office as well. So
should we bring pitches? Should we bring, like, pitchforks and torches, or just kind of be nice when we walk
around? Oh, maybe that's the second trip, you know.
Okay.
Give them a chance, I guess. So, interestingly, though, something that I wanted to talk to you and I think would be of interest to our veterans was a bill that was in my committee the other day to basically raise something called the single sales factor on taxes in California.
Mm-hmm.
Something they couldn't get through last year straight up, so now they're linking it to veterans benefits, veterans services. And so if we pass this tax, then that means veterans will be funded in the budget. And so the really dirty thing about it is that, yes, this new tax will put in approximately a billion or so into the budget, but they're going to sweep out of the budget what had come from the general fund in for veterans needs. So basically, the general fund will stop doing it, and we have a new tax to do it instead. And that was a bill that was in committee the other day. So we were pretty
It's a continued
put off by that maneuver there, because basically now it's either raise the tax for veterans or, take your chances with the budget.
Well, this whole thing is insidious. To say that we don't have money in this budget, this eighth largest budget in the world, for to open up two smaller veterans' homes is a slap in the face to veterans, and in the slap in the face of any veteran, because we know where the funding is. We've got the funding. It's just we're just not a priority. And this this new plan is, we'll give the veterans the money they need to open their homes, and the crumbs off the table, but we're just going to raise the taxes to do that. I mean, tying it to that is, that's just low down and sneaky.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what the spin will be coming out of there. Like, you Republicans are against veterans. Like, well, no, that couldn't be farther from the truth.
We know who's against
allow
it.
This to be manipulated.
Yeah.
So if it's a bill by Senator DeSaulnier.
What a surprise.
And I think it was number 1505 or 1585, if I remember correctly. But I think it's a manipulation there that it uses, something we care about as a way to now try to manipulate a new tax that wouldn't have gone up didn't go through on its own last year. So it's a nice tactic, but, we're just...
Hey, Senator...
I want to expose that to you all.
Okay. Hey, Senator Mike Quinn's here from KLHR. I'd like to say hello, and he's got a question.
How you doing, Doug?
Hey, Mike. Good to hear from you.
Question, you know, with this veterans home, the veterans, you know, they're all, I'm sure most of them got Social Security and Medicare and all that. Why isn't somebody tapping into Medicare to pay for their staying at the home?
Why is that not being tapped?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, that's, if they went to another home, I know a lot of them that are in these private, you know, care facilities, and Medicare is paying part of that. Shouldn't that also be so now Medicare can pay to get this home going?
It's probably being held off that way because Medicare is already in trouble with funding wise. But as far as a veteran is served, you know, the veteran, it really shouldn't make any difference where and how they're being served. They need to have the coverage they would expect and deserve. So whether that comes from Medicare in whatever type of facility in, it would seem that would be an appropriate way to go. But I haven't dealt with federal issues in my tenure so far, but that is an area we can certainly look at and try and understand a little bit later on.
Well, I think that Medicare, like, you know, we're getting comments already rolling through here. It's like you said, it's, you know, they're already having enough problems, and then try to, you know, fund it that way. See, that's not the problem, though. The problem is that we do have the money. The problem is the Democrats refuse to prioritize the veterans up high enough for them to get that, you know, to get the couple million it's going to take to open these homes up.
You know, the state budget takes in, you know, pick a number, somewhere between $85 and $92 billion for general fund. And so it's up to the legislature through the budget process to decide what the priorities are. And when you look at some of the other things that receive funding each year that are not the role of government, that don't need to be happening, you know, we have a heck of a lot of environmental spending out there that really doesn't achieve a goal. We have a lot of money that goes for lawsuits. You know, me and my colleague Senator Anderson were very loudly opposed to a bill that was going to reimburse for lawsuits for suing against people trying to do timber harvest over on the coast. You know, why are we spending money on that? And then I'll come back to the old standard of high-speed rail. That's going to take $700 million of new money we've never spent before out of the state budget that we don't have right now.
It's criminal what they're doing. I mean, hey, Senator, we got people on the line, and we got to take a quick break here. But I tell you what, does Kim have a question for the senator, or is it just a comment there? Do we know? I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here, Senator, if you want to hang on for a couple minutes.
Certainly.
All right. I tell you what.
Kim wanted to talk about the
Okay, let's,
home.
Okay, let's just
patch
bring
her in?
Yes, patch her in now. We'll take our break later.
Okay, there we
okay,
go.
Okay, Kim Chamberlain, good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And we'll talk about veterans' homes.
Yeah, and the Senator Lamoff is on the other line.
Yes. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Kim. I'm glad you're doing well. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. And I am going to Sacramento Wednesday on a bus.
You're riding with me there,
oh,
Kim.
Good.
Yes, because, you know, my late husband, Paul, and I, and many veterans, we work hard to bring the veterans home here. And we will not tolerate the undermine of our governor to not open our veterans home on time. And we're doing what we can to support veteran home to be open and support you, Doug.
Kim, you've been a champion ever since I've known you on this issue back when I knew Paul as well. And so I don't know how the governor can say no to somebody like you in this situation.
And also, I would like to urge those veterans who cannot afford $20 for the bus fee. And there is myself and a few others, and I also talked to our supervisor, Leonard Murray, and who would like to work with veterans. And I talked to him about this bus trip, so he would also donate $100.
Well, that's, you know, and I know, okay, big thanks to Leonard Modi for doing that. Free Fire Radio's donating $100 so we can get people on. I know somebody else donated $100. So we just...
I did.
you did. Kim, you're
yes.
such, you know, Kim, you're such a lovely person.
I've been kind of laid off, but I still have a mouth. I still could talk on the phone. And it's a wonderful thing. We need to support this cause.
Kim, how many haircuts do you think you could do on the bus on the way down? Could you bring
you know what? I just cannot raise my arm yet.
Oh.
But I would love to give a haircut, but Doug, you need to come back.
I'm going to match.
When I get well, I give you a last haircut.
I'm going to match you guys on your. I want to make sure some veterans get to go too. So throw me in that group too, please.
Okay. Well, that's it's going to cost us around. Yeah, it's about $20 a seat for 40 people. It's like 800. So I think we've got half of it or so now, and we'll probably get some more. But the idea is get as many people down there as we possibly can. And
yes, Daniel Myers. And I publicly also want to thank you for Carl. You are such a champion to our community, and Bob Dunlap for working on this. And I'm just thanking for a lot of people who is behind the scenes.
Okay. Kim, thank you so much. And we'll see you Wednesday morning.
Yes, I see you.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
There was such a big success last month giving one local veteran a $300 tattoo, Nathan's Anthems has decided to open it up to all our listeners. You could win a free tattoo worth $300. Stop in and sign up today. Nathan's Anthems is always revolutionizing the tattoo and piercing industry by continuously raising standards. Nathan's is now offering permanent cosmetics. Call or visit to consult. All tattoos are personal, and we know that. That's why our team of professional artists is here for you. If you can think it, we can ink it. Come visit. Check out the galleries of work done by both artists and piercers. Meet the crew and take a tour. Open every day, located on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's has the largest display of body jewelry north of the Bay Area. Come in and see for yourself how we do things. Nathan's Anthems has professional body piercers and tattoo artists. That means you will receive the utmost level of care when getting your next body modification. The $300 free tattoo offer is now till the end of the month. Nathan's Anthems, where you can feel comfortable and customer service is paramount. Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, Reading.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com. Well,
I won't. Yeah, we won't back here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow we have Les Ball running for Senate against Ted Gaines. And the, see who else? Whole Earth Festival. Plus we have all other types of things, the further adventures of Prostigate down in Columbia. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. A little ding to a crack 2 feet long. Give Jeff Wurst a call. 241-8373, or go down to 3208 South Market Street. Does great work, my friends. Okay, Randy, I guess, is a listener and is donating also?
We're going to hold him on the line and get his information, but he signed it. We've got him on the line. We can take
it. Yeah, Randy, we got like 30 seconds. Good morning.
Hey, thanks, Carl. I played with you in the Special Olympics as just a reminder of Vietnam vet.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I want to donate $100 to the bus trip.
Super. If you give give Bob Dunlap a call at 225-5846.
I put off.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Randy, stay on the line for me.
And we'll get you, we'll tell you how to do that. But thank you so much, Randy. That is so good of you. Thank you.
I appreciate what you guys do.
Well, we appreciate what you've done. Okay, we've got another phone call?
We have Daniel on the other line.
Daniel, okay.
And so, Randy, I'm going to turn your switch off, but do not hang up. Okay, Randy? All right, so we turn Randy off. We turn Daniel on. Daniel, we are very tight on time.
Daniel, we got like 5 seconds. You're driving, right?
I'm driving, so I'll pay for a seat for somebody else.
Okay, so Daniel is also donating a seat for somebody else to be there on Wednesday. All right. Daniel, thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
You bet. All right. You know what? This is why you love it up here.
That's why I
we're
going to
fill
business.
That bus. We're going to fill that bus. People are going to come. We're going to talk about it some more. We're going to find out how much more money we need, and we're going to get it done. Because you know what? It's the good guys against the bad guys. You got to stand up, my friends. You've got to be the good guys.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. And I'll keep this world.